K-State Nation, this is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer coming to you on this Thursday evening, August 22nd, 2024. Moving right on here. When this comes out, it'll be 1 week until K-State kicks off officially the 2024 K-State football season, as they'll be taking on UT Martin, University of Tennessee Martin, next Saturday night, 6 o'clock Central Time, kickoff a little bit after 6, out there, Bill Steiner Family Stadium. See, getting excited already. We're going to have college football week 0 coming up on Saturday. This Saturday, actually, was Florida State, Georgia Tech, I believe. Not. Wait a second. I think that's the matchup there. I know Florida State's one of them. I think it was Georgia Tech. I'm not sure. But anyways, but what matters here in the Midwest, especially around Manhattan, Kansas, K-State, a lot of anticipation to take the field, to start the 2024 season, and they announced a few days ago the captains for this football team. We're going to go over it real quick here. Obviously, we got to start with QB1. They name Avery Johnson's one of those captains for the year. And we've heard him on this podcast. Media-wise, not we haven't interviewed him. But it's there. But we've heard him in the media. He missed out on that. Check that out. Hadley Panzer, one of the key offensive linemen. Another one. So you have only two offensive captains. They're on that front right there. All right. So defense has majority. 4 players were also named captains, along with Avery Johnson, Hadley Panzer, right? Start with the man in the middle, Austin Moore. Yep, coming back. These guys, Brennan Mott, also coming back. So earlier I recorded a volleyball episode and I mentioned, you know, key pieces coming back, like an Ayoka Lee, like an Aaliyah Carter. Those type of fronts, right? Austin Moore, Brennan Mott, these guys could have moved on, but these two guys right here, definitely deserving of, not saying Avery Johnson, hey, Hadley Panzer don't deserve, but these guys, Moore, Mott, M&Ms, that might be a new nickname, they're just handing these guys, these guys have been a standard of the program. Austin Moore has been there from the beginning. Brennan Mott, we have seen the maturation of this guy. Pretty kind of reminds me of somebody that just got drafted by the Washington Commanders and Ben Sinnott. We've seen the evolution. We saw from Ben Sinnott from fullback to one of the best tight ends in the Big 12 for the last couple years, and get drafted in the second round. Brennan Mott being one of those guys that can really affect the offense or opposing offenses, and I see more this year. So, well, no pun intended, but Austin Moore, Brennan Mott, your other two captains, and then the other two, Marcus Siegel. Oh, yeah, we heard a whole bunch of lot here this summer. I'm ready to see some action. I'm ready to see that action. Marcus Siegel, I've heard he's the top of the heap, I think, from that defense there as well, because I whether it's from the Go Power Cat podcast, 3 Maw, or hearing it from other players' mouths, he's the name that everybody's talking about. And maybe outside of Avery Johnson and Dylan Edwards, this guy right here, Siegel, probably the most talked about. And so can he make that step forward to being one of the next great safety DBs at K-State? I think he can do that. So we'll see there. And how about this? The final co-captain for the 2024 K-State football team. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III. Cody Stufflebean in the mix there. This is a little surprising to me. see his name. But hey, we've seen a lot of him come off the bench. He played a lot last year and probably the year before that. But again, we kind of talked about him here and there. I've known Jasmine Halliburton, host of the Run It Back podcast, talked about him. I know we mentioned him here on this podcast as well. So he's that depth piece. Depth piece. 4K State there. And again, we have talked about it all year long. And I'm already seeing it on the field. But we got to bring it back up, the depth of this K-State defense from all levels. I'm talking the D-line, and maybe you can probably put this in order, right? The secondary, from me personally, the secondary, the defensive line, linebackers in that particular order, but they have star players at every level, and it's just, I'm really intrigued. So just kind of taking a deeper look. We have talked about this all summer long on the Purple Project podcast that, hey, we're ready to see it in action. I think the defense is going to be right up to par. Well, they're going to be right up to the task there as well. So definitely excited about all these captains, obviously. Well, we have to be, right? But I mean, it's nothing too big, but hey. Avery Johnson, Hallie Panzer, Austin Moore, Brennan Mott, Marcus Siegel, and Cody Stuffenbean, K-State Nation, your 2024 K-State captains, ready to take the field against UT Martin next Saturday night. Man, oh man, it is going to be here, and I know it's going to be... I'll be honest, me and KC, it's going to be literally not experiencing the the vibes, but still, we're trying to bring those vibes to KC, and we're gonna be, obviously, I've said this multiple times, we'll be back over there multiple points of the fall season, so definitely, we're going to find out and see, but definitely, I'm excited about it, the season starting, and I might be doing a little series thing up to it. I'm not gonna hold any promises about that, but because I want to do some content on my other podcast, so we're definitely gonna load you up with content here, whether it's football. Well, that's the name of the podcast, right? K-State, but I'm thinking we might be loading y'all all up with football content here, leading y'all up to kickoff of this football game. Obviously, we're gonna have a preview of this over on the Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast, myself, Alex Aiden. We're going to finish up our predictions podcast as well next week as well. We'll start those tonight and finish it up on the back end of the front end on Monday night there as well. So a lot to look forward to on that side of the ball, but those are your K-State cat. Dude, those were announced, the captains of the 2024 Kansas State Wildcat football team, and very anxious to see how it's going to go down. All this speculation, all this stuff. Finally, we're going to see activity on the football field, Bill Starter Family Stadium, next Saturday night. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get it wherever podcasts are found. Free and available daily. Whenever a chance to record K-State content, folks. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. It's another edition of the Pro Project Podcast next Saturday night. It's going to be game time. Go Cats.